Today on Castle Country Focus, we have a couple of special guests joining us in the studio, Marcy Loveless and Tiffany Noyes. They are with Carbon Caring for Kids. It is a nonprofit organization, and we've had them in the studio before, but we're going to give the community a refresher on what they do and talk about spring break, which is just around the corner. First off, Marcy, I appreciate you making time for us today. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Definitely. Now, it's been a couple of months since we have had you in, so I want you to go ahead and tell us again what Carbon Caring for Kids, what it exactly is.
We are a nonprofit organization. We are focusing on providing or filling in the gaps of food for kids that are not getting regular meals on the weekends. So there are lots of kids that just get breakfast and lunch at church or at school, and they don't get anything all weekend for various reasons. And some of them may get some food, but we just kind of fill in the gaps for the other ones that maybe parents or families are not doing as well, or whatever the situation. There's a wide variety of kids that we take care of, from kids that don't get anything to kids that where we just need to fill in the gaps.
You know, I have talked to a couple of people involved in education, and you know that this goes on, but I just don't think the regular person, the average person, knows to what extent. I mean, it definitely is a problem.
Yes, it is a problem. I get that question a lot. Is this really a problem here in Carbon County? And I will tell you with a resounding yes, it is. We are dealing with Randy Lynn Leonard, who is our liaison for the school district. And this is kind of how it all came about, was talking to her, and lots of social workers have to use their own money out of their own pocket to just give these kids a couple granola bars for the weekend. And she was really frustrated, and really, it's heartbreaking to see this. And they deal with these kids on a daily basis. So that was one, the big push for us to do this was from the words of social workers saying that this is a huge problem here.
Now, of course, the kids know they're going to get breakfast, they're going to get lunch at school, but one of the big problems is when there is an extended break, and that's coming up with spring break. I mean, there are a lot of days off. We're talking about a week, right, for some schools.
Yes, for Carbon School District, it's a 5-day weekend, and for Pinnacle, it is a 9-day weekend.
And so that's a very long time for a child to go without food. So around this time, I'm sure you guys kind of amp up the efforts just a little bit, right?
Correct.
Well, let's bring in Tiffany Noyes. She has joined you as well, and she's going to talk about the various locations in which people can get involved and help out Carbon Caring for Kids. Tiffany, great to get you back today. Thank you.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about how an individual can get involved and help out, some of the things that you guys look for as the volunteers go and the donations.
Well, we try to offer a variety of ways to volunteer because every little bit helps. You can sponsor a kit for the weekend. It costs $10 to do a kit for the weekend. As far as the big break for Easter break, we have a list of items. So we stock things like a full loaf of bread, a full jar of peanut butter, a full jar of jelly, things like that. And so even 1 to 2 items from every person really adds up and makes a difference for us.
Obviously, you guys know the stories. You guys know how big of an impact this particular nonprofit organization has. When a kid is given food for a weekend, you would probably think you give them a pot of gold, wouldn't you?
Right. So a lot of the stories that we get are really, they bring tears to our eyes. Marcy and I have spent a lot of time crying over some of the stories that we've heard. There is a teacher that has a child every Friday when they get their kit, they go in and it's like Easter. They open their basket and pull all their food out, and this child is so excited. And then there's children that on their way home from school are eating half their bag because they're still hungry. And so, you know, it really makes a big impact for these young kids.
Now, you guys are also very active on social media. You have a Facebook page, and you guys also have a new website as well.
We do. So the website we just published yesterday. So the difference between the Facebook page and the website is the website gives people a place to go and look at the food that we put in the kits every week, kind of get a basis of our story and just kind of an overview, because the Facebook page is always being updated and changed every day and every week based on our needs.
And as far as the locations where people can get involved, I mean, where's the best place to go?
Well, you can contact Marcy or myself or Randy. If you're going to drop off food donations, we have several locations. There's Rocky Mountain Health, Tuffer, Loveless Ash, Jake Miller Financial, and then Marcy's home. And then we coordinate and bring all the food to Marcy's home, where she's gracious enough to let us store it and pack the kits there.
Is there anything that we've missed?
Just that, you know, it's 100% volunteer. Everybody volunteers their time delivering. We have volunteer groups that come in and volunteer putting the kits together. We have had groups do their own individual food drives. We have so many different people involved in this, and it's all volunteer, and it's all out of the goodness of everybody's heart to make a difference. So,
Tiffany, Marcy, I really appreciate you guys making time to come in today and talk a little bit about Carbon Caring for Kids. Thank you very much. A great thing that you guys do, and so I appreciate you making time for us.
Thank you for having us.
Again, if you need more information on this Castle Country Focus interview or others, just visit castlecountryradio.com.